USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California on the way to becoming the first state to open up full health benefits for thousands of illegal immigrants. It's part of a new budget deal released late yesterday. Low-income illegal immigrant adults between 19 and 25 would have access to Medi-Cal, the state's Medicaid program. It would allow 90,000 illegal immigrants to get benefits at a cost of about $100 million a year. It's to take effect in 2020. GOP Congressman Devin Nunes says he's relieved that an immigration deal's been reached with Mexico without the need for tariffs, but he says improving the laws here in the United States will also help stem the immigration crisis.
Congress has to write the laws. We can enforce the border by ourselves. We can put together a work permit program. We can take care of the kids that were brought here illegally.
Nunes speaking there to Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Former Boston Red Sox great David Ortiz is recovering after being shot in the Dominican Republic. He was shot in the back yesterday at a bar and rushed to a hospital. A suspect detained at the scene. Ortiz last listed in stable condition after undergoing surgery last night. He remains a special assistant to the Red Sox while maintaining a home in the Dominican Republic. A crane collapsed onto a building and parking garage, leaving one person dead and several others hurt in Dallas. That crane falling on top of the building during a storm yesterday that had 80-mile-an-hour winds. Officials do believe everyone now is accounted for. This man lives in the apartment building.
Seemed unreal, like, at the time to, like, see that, because you drive through that thing every day, you see it every day the way it is, and then... I mean, to be in there, it looked like something that you see on the news, like from a scene of war. Like, the destruction was just insane.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The acting head of the Department of Homeland Security is now pushing back against claims that that deal with Mexico reached over the weekend is actually nothing new. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan telling Fox News Sunday most of it's new. He says Mexico has agreed to commit over 10 times more officers to increase border security and help contain the flow of asylum seekers into the United States. Now, many details of the agreement have not been made public, but McAleenan says the progress goes beyond similar announcements made by then Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen earlier this year, as well as late last year. The New York Times had claimed that most of the deal that was announced back on Saturday was nothing new. President Trump also tweeting that the Times was absolutely wrong, calling it the failing New York Times and, again, fake news. The Church of England is doing away with its ban on investments in medical marijuana. The commissioners who oversee the church's $16 billion investment portfolio say they see a distinction between medical and recreational cannabis, and they're fine with its medicinal use. And Hadestown is the big winner in the 2019 Tony Awards hosted by James Corden last night. It took home 8 awards, including Best Musical. The awards held last night, it's at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.